The NDC has called on the NPP flank bearer Nana Akufo-Addo to apologize to Ghanaians, especially the NPP, for his utterances that have brought the name of the party into disrepute. This was at a news conference in Accra this morning. We have on the line the propaganda secretary of the NDC, Richard Kwashiga, to throw more light on the issue. Hello, Richard.
Hello, good afternoon.
Good afternoon. What necessitated the press conference?
Well, I'm sure you are aware of the comments of Nana Akufo-Addo, which obviously is very un-Ghanaian, as in calling on young people of this country to take up arms and create acts of violence and confusion just because he was the president. I think that is a situation that calls for outright condemnation, and we in the NDC were gravely dismayed to have heard such unfortunate utterances or comments from a man who aspires to become president of our dear country.
So what were the issues raised at the conference?
Well, we tried to examine and analyze some of the statements that Nana Akufo-Addo made, which marks of ethnocentrism and also violence. First of all, the NPP flag bearer sees the NPP as identical to the Akan ethnic group. And even in the position, he sees himself as the leader of this Akan group, which he believes he must galvanize into war against all other ethnic groups in Ghana with one sole objective, capture political power for him to become president in 2012. We find it outrightly condemnable. And also the fact that violence was the violence that caused the actual by-election was actually part of an orchestrated well-rehearsed grand design by the NPP, and that was only a test case as to what they intend to do in 2012. And this revelation by Akufo-Addo we find very damning. And okay, we have also realized that violence is very typical of Nana Akufo-Addo. And he has confirmed his credentials as a warmonger.
Richard.
Nothing in his speech to pursue his political ambition of necessarily and at all costs becoming president of Ghana, even at the peril of this nation.
Why is the NDC calling on Nana Addo to apologize when similar comments have been made by other political heavyweights in the past?
Similar comments by other heavyweights, other political heavyweights, I don't know of. I know that people have made all kinds of comments, but if there is any comment made by any politician that is comparable to what Akufo-Addo has said, then it was a Victor Owusu statement, which refers to elders of Ghana as evil-looking people, which in which he tried to denigrate the elders of Ghana. I also will recall that Nana Akufo-Addo himself has too many times, you know, called on people to take up arms against the government of the state, the government, the ruling government, at any point in time. I mean, he said these things over and over again, and his very posture at all times actually confirms that he's a man who believes so much in violence. But you see, what we are more concerned about is that if we are actually sensitizing people to take up arms, just as is done by some suicide bombers, then we have a situation on hand. You know, what Nana Akufo-Addo is engaged in clearly is nothing short of what has been the brainwashing that has taken place in other parts of the world, where we see young people, you know, killing themselves in senseless, for senseless causes, you know, by actually becoming suicide bombers. And we think that in Ghana, we don't want to encourage suicide bombing, but it seems that is what Nana Akufo-Addo actually believes in. He believes that young men should die so that he can become president. And you see, my brother, if Nana Akufo-Addo wants to plunge this nation into a state of anarchy and confusion, cause mayhem, where will, if that happens, God forbid, in the most unlikely event, should that happen, where would we go to?
Richard, we are pressed for time, so if you don't mind my asking, what is the way forward?
The way forward is for Nana Akufo-Addo to apologize to the Ghanaian people, especially his own political party that he has brought into disrepute.
Thank you very much, Richard. That will be all for now. That will be NDC Propaganda Secretary, Richard Kwashiga.